This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The thought process involves clearing your mind and your soul. So we can have a little exercise in that right now. Ladies of the day, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horan, Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen. Yes, your mind should be open and clear. Should be. That's the instrumental word there. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Hopefully we bring some enlightenment into your life. A couple of days ago, I was reading a story about the things to keep in mind when you buy an electric car or an electric vehicle, pickup trucks, that sort of thing that are around now. The sales of EVs have gone through the roof because of the price of gasoline. In the last month and a half or so, we were talking about the war in Ukraine. It's been going on for a little more than a month. And almost immediately after it started, the price of gasoline went bananas. And it still is. I got actually a tank full yesterday for $3.99. That's the cheapest it's been for a couple of months. And there are people who, it's $4 most everywhere except California, where it's $5 and approaching $6.
No, yep. It's been six forty. And this is, it's not just, I know it's easy to say it was the war and that didn't help, but the gas prices were really high before that too. And it's only made it worse. And I guess now Biden's saying he's going to start releasing a million barrels from the strategic reserves every single day. Mm-hmm. Not a good idea. I mean, that's one thing that you can do temporarily, but he's already done that twice and it hasn't had much impact. So I don't.
Well, the market projections for this, though, are actually
going
I was
down.
Reading on Market Watch this morning. Even just the news of him releasing barrels brought down the crude oil prices. So,
well, what's really brought down oil prices, I think, is the fact that they're locking down Shanghai is what really has brought down gas prices over the last week. Is that the future?
Why would that affect it?
Because of the use that China has for the energy markets, China's use is down, which means
Because of COVID there. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Well, back to the electric cars. The waiting line now, because they're not producing that many, they're touting it, but they're not ready to produce the electric vehicles in mass because they don't have the resources. They don't have the bad stuff to make batteries. They don't have a lot of stuff. So people are ordering electric vehicles thinking they're going to get them. All the ads for the major auto companies now have you buying them. Go to your dealer and order them and get the car you want. Well, that's because
for China.
Yeah, we're back
to fossil fuels business, by the way. I love that people always say get those electric vehicles. But the amount of fossil fuels that it takes to actually create the energy to charge
it's a joke. It really is. People just are so, they fall into this sort of thing. And just, listen, you do what you want to do. I have no interest in owning an electric car, no matter what.
I don't know how I ever could. I mean, I don't. Yep. I like the car I have,
where are you
but
go?
How could I, as an apartment dweller? How is everyone in New York City? I mean, I lived in New York for a long time. What are you going to do? People park their cars on the streets. Like, how is that even going to work?
Okay, so the creativity or the wonder of the human brain, especially American ingenuity. There's a new kind of oil that is made from algae. I don't know if you've seen this or not. There are different, we have, remember on the farm when I used to, you probably don't, Jay and Victoria, but Jennifer will remember when I had several seasons of taking oil from fryers. I'd go around to the restaurants in town.
French fry
and pick
oil.
Up the oil. Yeah, French fry oil. And I made fuel
People
out of it.
People ran their cars on that. That was like a big thing. Mandy Moore was famous for having her car smell like French fries.
My tractor. We go down the road. Everybody thought I was serving fish on the tractor. So at any rate, there have been a lot of attempts over the years, and this is good. Scientists now looking at algae to create an oil that has, it's not perfect, but it's yet another thing. Yesterday, a jet flew, and I forget the airline, a 777 on not fossilized fuel. some kind of fuel, synthetic fuel. Now, I don't know if I want to be the first one to go up in a plane that's not using regular jet fuel, but it's they sort of done research, and they're combining a lot of vegetable oils into some kind of a fuel that'll be fuel efficient and also good for the planet. I think they're a long ways off, but it's interesting that there are airlines that are trying this sort of thing. And truck companies as well. Trucking companies, they're getting slammed. Can you imagine being a trucker and an independent trucker at that and have a contract, let's say, that's good for a year with, for example, Amazon Prime? They don't have their own trucks. They're trying to find independent drivers to just because they've grown so fast. They bought all these trailers, but they don't have any trucks because you can't manufacture trucks fast enough. It's the same thing in the truck business as it is in the car business. You can't buy them new. So the used truck market and the trucks that are being bought and used, in this case for Amazon, they're trying to find ways to, fuel up. If you're an independent guy and you based a contract with somebody for a year on $4 fuel and it's now $6, what do? You go out of business, actually, is what you do, unless you can talk to people, if they're smart enough to know that if it isn't, everybody's going to face the same problem, so you better deal with it. And that isn't the only thing. When you look at the prices, I was just looking at an overview. A friend of mine's a real estate dealer, and we were talking about this last night. We're talking about doing some stuff here in town, and he lives in the wintertime in Palm Springs, and he did come home, and he was talking about the way the neighborhoods, the cost of going, of trying to find a rental in that part of the world or any part of the world where there's a lot of population. I found I ran into the same thing. So I didn't go to California this winter because it's too expensive. So he then was talking about they did a survey. Apparently he works for Coldwell Banker, which is the biggest of the real estate franchises in the country. And they're talking about Tampa. Oh my God. Google it. What people are paying for apartments, one bedroom, two bedroom apartments down there in various neighborhoods, Northeast Tampa especially. I don't know what's going on in Tampa, but I know it's become the most expensive place to, in terms of increase in rent.
Of Tom Brady and Gronk, right?
Well, I don't know. I was just looking at an ad for a studio apartment in a really, I worked down there for a while, so I know St. Petersburg, I know Clearwater, I know Tampa. And this is a lousy neighborhood that has a studio apartment for $1,300. I don't really know. The wages in Tampa are not that good. $1,300
for how many square feet is it?
Like 200.
Good grief.
No, it's got to be more than that.
Okay, you want to go check it out?
New York studio apartments are small, but they're bigger than 200 square feet. That's 20 by 10.
Rents in Tampa have gone up 28% in the last year. The average in single-family, like one-bedroom condo units to rent was $1,561 last year. It's $1,999 as of last month. That's the average. Now, that's a hell of an increase, 28% in 1 year. Wow. And again, what is there?
It's happening everywhere.
It's not that close to Orlando. It takes you 2 hours to drive there. I was there for Ken's daughter's Miss Florida competition. I've been in St. Petersburg for years. Matter of fact, all they do is bring back bad memories because that's where Charlotte died. And I'd forgotten about it until I drove over the bridge. And I guess I don't have a warm place in my heart for Tampa anyway. I didn't even before that. I never really enjoyed being there when I was working there. It stuck out as being someplace that nobody really wanted to go to. There were a lot of people living there, and but I use that as an example of how the rents are going up and who's going to be able to afford them. That's the question. I really think it'll all come out in the wash, I guess. Speaking of things that come out in the wash, NASA astronaut Mark Vandehei, is that how you pronounce the name? Vandehei, I think it is. Vandehei?
Sure.
He and the Russians came back to Earth this week, 355 consecutive days in space. The two, they were not getting along, apparently, so they decided to bring him back early. Did you hear that story? Mm-hmm. They were back and forth about, there were two Russians. What's that, Jen?
What was the problem? What was the juice?
The Russians and the Americans talking about Yugoslavia. I mean,
Ukraine.
You know, the Ukraine. Yeah, that was the problem. And they came back on a Russian spacecraft. They landed in Kazakhstan on Wednesday night. So you got to, and then they all went their separate ways. But that's another one. I mean, regardless of the Russians being involved with Ukraine, here we spend 50, every time we send somebody up, $53 million, the Russians charge us, to bring one person up to the space station. I don't even know who's up there now. But that's, you know, that's a whole different story about how bad leadership led to really bad decisions on this. The fact that we stopped the shuttle is cost us hundreds of billions of dollars because of just, we don't want to do this anymore. We're going to save money. So they ended up paying the Russians more money than it would have cost us to keep them going. And why would we be supporting the Russians? Never mind what's going on in Ukraine. Why would we be giving $53 million to the Russians every time we send somebody up in space when we had our own fleet and we grounded it?
Because to do, isn't it?
That is, it's so, what is, yeah, well, I mean, I don't even understand how these people
Well,
think.
Didn't that kind of start because George Bush needed to pay for the Iraq war?
Yeah, right. That's exactly, you know, when the NASA budget got cut. Yeah. And Obama cut it more. The DJV,
yeah, well, the recession, sure, yeah.
Yeah. DJV download. The focus on the current latest one is songs that make me cry. And then we have the focus on Hilaria Baldwin and her foolishness with the seventh child. Boy, did I see a lot of people talking about that yesterday. What a big phony she is. Not that it wouldn't have been the case before, but
I believe then, that Alec Baldwin came out and supported Will Smith, too. Did I see that? Did I dream that? I believe that is true.
You know, I think I saw that, too.
I haven't seen that, but
he just said he was with him.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up. I heard it really in passing, but I think that he came out with some message of support.
Yeah. All right, anyway, today's episode of the DJV program. Every day you can hear the whole show all day long, if you want, at djvshow.com, the whole show. Or you can get the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Check that out. 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twink the sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now in the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Jay. Victoria here to bring you through our day. Jay has been scouring the social media. Are you affected? We were talking earlier, Jay, about Facebook and all of the anomalies that are faced, that are affected, or people affected, and businesses affected. Now they're trying to discredit certain candidates. Wasn't that the story, Victoria, with advertising that they're buying? They're trying to get
TikTok. Well, they hired a firm, like a black ops kind of firm, that basically goes out and discredits people, and they did that with TikTok because TikTok is their number one competition at Facebook.
So how much, that leads me to ask you, Jay, how much attention is paid in terms of social media to the things that are on TikTok, which is mostly all a video form of expression, is it not?
Yeah, well, a lot, because you can take whatever you're posting to TikTok and post it to your other social media platforms. So if you go to Instagram, you'll see not just the Instagram Reels, which an Instagram is owned by Meta, Facebook's parent company, but you'll see a lot of the TikTok logo because people are creating content on TikTok and then just using that content to post on the rest of their socials.
Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of interesting to see how everything kind of overlaps there. And my comment was that if the Biden administration is serious, and I think they are, I want to give them credit for that, to breaking up these big businesses, first place I'd go, we were talking about agriculture, which needs to have a real serious slap in the face when it comes to who's controlling our food supply. But the other thing is social media and how much Facebook controls. Instagram, what are the other companies that they control? They want to buy TikTok, but what else do they don't control Twitter, right?
No. Twitter is its own entity.
On its own.
I wouldn't count on seeing it broken up, though. As much as people like to talk about that, do you know how much money Facebook put into the last election?
They are very
powerful with donations. They set up a lot of offices for the Democrat Party that allowed them to collect and ballot harvest. I mean, they call him Zuck Bucks, basically, because he was so prominent and prevalent in the election.
And
so
he's
it's
such
hard.
A jerk.
You know, that's how big business stays around and stays afloat.
Well, that's Citizens United. That's Citizens United.
Of
that's
course,
the whole culprit
everywhere.
Right there. Yep. All right, Jay, what's the story about this homesick dog who was in and out of daycare, doggy daycare? I have one of those on my farm. What happened here?
Yeah, this dog, his name's Dexter, he escaped, and this happened in Kansas. His owner was in Las Vegas, and the owner got a notification from the Ring doorbell camera that somebody was at the front door. So he logs in, and he looks, and he sees it's his fur baby who escaped from daycare, ran 2 miles to get back home. There was a blizzard coming, so the owner was able to talk to the dog, keep him calm, keep him there, most importantly, until a friend was able to come and pick up the dog and then take it to their house.
That's really sweet.
Poor dog, especially with the blizzard coming, this story could have
ended. Hear about the flamingo, by the way?
What about like the 2 mile walk home? It could have been hit by a car. I mean, my God.
Yeah. So
what about the pink flamingo?
Did you hear about the flamingo who escaped the Kansas City Zoo in 2005, and they just found it in Texas this week?
How did they know one flamingo looks the same as another flamingo?
It was tagged or somehow they were able to, but they called him Pink Floyd, and he was spotted 17 years after he escaped the zoo.
Pink Floyd.
He went south for warm weather.
That's it. That's a good, not a bad idea, actually. 28 past the hour, you're listening to the DJV program.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia continues to bombard Chernihiv overnight. Mayor Vladislav Aproshenko was on CNN this morning.
Since the promises made by the Russian delegation about reducing the intensity of strikes on Kiev and Chernihiv, we have actually been observing an increase in the intensity of shelling and mortar attacks.
President Biden is preparing to order the release of up to 1 million barrels of oil per day from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve in an effort to control prices that have spiked astronomically. The Biden administration continues to hate on President Trump after 45 reached out to Russian President Putin to release condemning information on Hunter Biden's shady business dealings in that part of the world. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As misinformation coming from mainstream media claiming the Hunter Biden laptop with incriminating evidence against the Biden family was Russian misinformation, the news networks are now backtracking that it's been revealed as authentic. Documents verified as authentic show the Biden family receiving tens of millions of dollars from Communist China. Tony Bobulinski held a press conference just before the 2020 general election, and unfortunately you were probably blocked from seeing the statement.
In late 2015, I was approached by James Gillier, whom I had known for many years, about joining him in a deal which he said would involve the Chinese state-owned enterprise, CEFC China Energy, and what he called one of the most prominent families in the United States. I was informed first by Gillier, and then by Hunter Biden, and by Rob Walker, who was working with the Bidens, that the Bidens wanted to form a new entity with CFC, which was to invest in infrastructure, real estate, and technology in the U.S. and around the world. And the entity would initially be capitalized with $10 million, and then grow to billions of dollars of investment capital.
A fast-erupting sunspot just hurled out a huge flare. A sun activity, officially known as AR-2975, sent out a powerful X-class flare that has already created a temporary blackout in shortwave radio signals in the Americas. More solar flare energy is expected to hit Earth throughout Thursday. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour, I'm Doug. Jennifer's here, Victoria's here, Jay's here, thankfully. So let's give you a shot in the arm as to, not literally, although some people are getting those COVID booster shots. Speaking of that, I've seen the Biden administration's info, this new COVID.gov website. You gone there, ladies? COVID.gov. Intended to be.
This will surprise you. I have not. I have not. Have you?
I'm shocked. I just did now because I just saw this information here. It has all the info on vaccines and testing and masks. Wouldn't you think if this would have been done 2 years ago? Where have they been for 2 years? Hello?
Huh? I feel like this is not new. I almost thought we were back in.
But why now? I mean, this is the perfect example of government being out to lunch.
this is, we're at the end of a 2-year cycle. Why the heck didn't they do this?
But a
two
lot
years
of
ago.
I mean, I know no one wants to hear this, but you know, there could be another surge in the fall, and that's kind of where all the scientists are pointing. So I think this is actually a good thing because it's a one-stop shopping.
I don't disagree with that at all, Victoria. I just want to know where they've been for the last 2 years. Why didn't this get started when the Trump administration was in, or why didn't when Biden walked through the door?
I honestly thought that this already existed.
I did too.
This did exist to some extent. So now when you go on the homepage, it's masks, vaccines, treatment, and testing. So it's all right there in one hub. In the past, every state had their own website that was dedicated to. However, like some states didn't really take a hands-on approach to COVID, and other states did, and so every state was kind of left to do their own thing. I think this is better to have one central spot.
You can get free tests sent to you. It should have been done a long time ago. Monday morning quarterbacking being what it is. And now, there seems to be a problem with money. The money that the government has put forth to pay for vaccines is almost gone. And now there's a demand from some corners for COVID number 4. And apparently there's no money to pay for it. Yeah. So where is that going to leave?
Congress won't. They won't fund it anymore. So
I don't know. I think it's dangerous. Let's not say that. It's that they've tied things together with the
right. All these bills,
stuff.
The same old.
Nobody's
stuff.
Capable of just voting on line items anymore. They always have to have these big omnibus bills, and that's hurting people. It's hurting multiple government departments. It's hurting a lot of people directly because Congress can't seem, or whoever is running things can't seem to figure out that we can do things one at a time. Not everything has to be attached as in a gotcha moment.
So has anybody done any deep dive into Evusheld? Is that how you pronounce it? Evusheld, which is supposedly this new drug that they're being that's being put forth to help those people who are at risk, serious risk, because their immune system is compromised. It's called Evusheld. I would have thought it would be called Evershield, but apparently they left out the I. Doctors think that this is a good idea, but they don't know that much about it, so they're not prescribing it yet. And this is partially, again, back to, if you look at COVID.gov, you can find some info about it, and maybe this is part of the whole problem with not having money. That's why a lot of people haven't thought about it yet. Doctors are, though. So you got to wonder what's next. Is the federal government going to fund all of this stuff? The insurance companies don't usually fund things like this. They may pay for them, but they don't fund them. So what the heck? There are no more, in Massachusetts, there are no more mass vaccination or testing sites open. They've been shut down as of this week. So I wonder if that's where other states are going to go as well. Is that what are they doing in New Jersey, Victoria? Do you know? They
shut down all the major, you know, all the mega sites for vaccines and testing and stuff. So now you can go into, I don't remember if it's CVS or if it's a combination of pharmacies, but the whole test and treat thing that Biden announced is you can go in, and if you test positive in the pharmacy, then they give you the pills right away, the antiviral stuff.
Really? Do you pay for them, or is they paid for by government program?
I think they're covered, but you may have to present your insurance card, so eventually it might be billed to your insurance, but I think the insurance has to cover it if you get treatment.
Yeah. I did that with because I thought the first shots were free, and you didn't show anything. You just went in and got a shot. And then the last round,
I had to show
my insurance card. Yeah,
yeah, I had to show my insurance info for all three shots.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't book it without it, so for CVS. I didn't pay anything out of pocket, but eventually they billed the insurance company.
Yeah, no, I didn't either. All right, speaking of drugs and testing and so forth and so on, the United States government, or I guess not just government workers, but workers in general, working for public and private sector, have taken more drug tests since things, you know, blew up with COVID. More positive drug tests. That means that people are on drugs, and they can't do. A lot of companies send you to Quest to get a drug test, right? And you go in and you test positive. So are they kind of weakening on their stance because they need workers?
That could be a good question, especially when it comes to marijuana, because marijuana, even if it's not recreationally legal in your state, it's been decriminalized in so many states that it's not, you know, unless your company that you're applying for a job for, or if you're already there and they do random drug testing, unless they specifically say marijuana is cause for firing, I don't know how it's going to, you know, affect, but they found that that marijuana was in more than 6 million urine tests. So that was an increase of almost 9%. And cocaine is back in a major way. And so, it's like the 80s again with cocaine. Wow. So that's up 5% just in the last year. So, I mean, you know, people are going out again and people have money. People who did well during the pandemic did really well. Mm-hmm. Wealthy people got really wealthy, and the super poor got even worse. And so, and people in the middle class, if you were lucky enough to not have to commute and pay for gas and tolls and mass transit, then you saved a lot of money there too. No one went on vacation. Some people bought jewelry. Other people bought drugs. It's, you know, that's what happened. It's very telling when you look back on these 2 years. I think they're going to be studied in classes for
also
a long time.
On the COVID front. There are a couple of studies out this week on what has happened to us as a people, and not only in America, but around the world. People are much more angry. People are much more distrustful. And
Can we stop giving Will Smith a pass, though, because of COVID? I mean, that's something that I've seen a lot on social media.
Huh?
Oh, well, you know, it's typical of what happened with COVID. It's like, okay,
but figure that.
Super wealthy celebrities in Hollywood did not have the same kind of stresses. And, you know, lockdown was a vacation for them. So to say that that's why Will Smith snapped is because of COVID.
Who's saying that? I haven't seen that.
Oh, a lot of people in social media. Yeah,
really?
A lot of people in social media. Absolutely.
Howard Stern said it was because of Trump.
Well, no, that's not what he said.
I think there's just a lack of accountability across the board of anywhere anymore.
How do you mean, Jay?
Well, it doesn't matter who you are. You just can't be acting
a
certain way. Yeah, you shouldn't be acting a certain way. It doesn't matter. Everybody has something going on in their lives. Everyone has stresses. And it doesn't matter how famous you are or normal person or how much money you have or how little money. Everybody's dealing with something, but that doesn't give anyone a free pass.
And people are
more self-serving and selfish, I think, than they used to be. We've made everything about the me culture instead of about the we culture. And so everybody, you know, sets up their own little bubble. And I don't know if they realize what they do affects other people. I don't know if people have empathy anymore. I don't know. I mean, I know everybody's capable of having a bad day, and I'm not saying that this is Will Smith, but I think it's indicative of the need for instant gratification now in our society. And it only matters what I want to do right now in this moment.
Me. Yeah. So hackers, Victoria, have stolen $600 million worth of crypto from some blockchain. It's a game, an online game called Axie Infinity. I don't know anything about that, but I saw this and thought, okay, now we're the big time. Crypto's hit the big time because people want to steal it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And apparently a lot of this is... what confuses me is $600 million worth of cryptocurrency. How do they know that? How does anybody know what crypto is worth? I don't even... How does someone rob a fake bank or fake money?
How do we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a problem. It's very complicated, but all the NFTs have now got their own thing. Like, I don't know if you guys have heard of the Bored Ape Yacht Club. Like, that's a really big one. And each image is an NFT, and there's a lot of money, and you can only buy it with a certain crypto coin, that ape coin that they have. That's an example of, like, one of a million now. And so, you know, if these platforms don't have the correct cybersecurity, And they're courting these types of computer literate people. Well, this is going to keep happening. Cybersecurity is everything. And when you invite in a large group of very digitally savvy people, you better have your butt covered, because these people are going to take advantage like this.
Figure it out. Yes, right. All right, from the sports desk, here's Biff Stefan with the latest from the NFL. Owners heard the complaints of the masses, and the overtime rules are changing to allow every team to have one possession before a winner is declared. Man, I'm glad to see this. I was worried about this, weren't you?
I think that's actually
this is really great. It's a really good thing.
Okay.
So otherwise, your game's determined by a coin toss, and that's not fair.
Exactly. Yep.
All right, so that fixes that problem. That's it. Everybody's going to be happy now?
Well, and this also, if you think about it, too, it opens up a whole lot of betting opportunities. Betting is so big. Well, the NFL isn't necessarily benefiting from that. This is just the teams and the fans are furious that only one team gets a possession. The other team doesn't even get a chance to tie it up. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a ridiculous rule. Now, this is not going to happen in regular season games. This is only in playoff games where it's kind of more crucial.
Uh-huh. All right, you'll all be happy to know that the Boston Red Stockings have announced games played at Fenway Park are going to be carbon neutral. I'm sure that'll happen at Dodger Stadium.
How
pretty
is
soon
that
going to
be? How are they doing that?
How do they do that? Yeah. Well, I think they're dealing with a lot of different things, how they cook the hot dogs, much as anything else. The building itself. They've done this with a climate company called Aspiration. They're going to use a portion of ticket proceeds to purchase carbon offsets.
Oh, okay.
And so what they're going to
do is... they're not really changing Fenway. They're just buying
they're taking the money.
The good carbon stuff elsewhere.
Right.
Got it.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. This is an old, you know, Fenway Park's the oldest of all
it's
the
old.
Balls.
Yeah.
110 years old, and nobody, every time there's a suggestion that they tear it down and build another one, it's like they're ready to burn the city down.
Yeah. You can't.
Nah. It'll fall down before they rebuild it or do anything with it because the fans won't hear for it. They won't stand for it. Didn't that happen with Wrigley Stadium, too, though, in Chicago? I forgot what happened. They tried to tear it down. They didn't. I think if I remember that correctly. All right, anyway, well, that's the story from Beantown at 48 past the hour.
Are you unhappy with your Medicare supplement plan? Are you paying too much for doctors or drugs? Did you know that you don't need to wait for the annual enrollment period to switch plans? You heard me right. With Chapter, you can apply to switch your Medicare supplement plan whenever you want. Chapter is a free service that helps you make sure you are on the right Medicare plan for your needs. Chapter searches thousands of options to find the plan that best suits your specific healthcare needs and could save you thousands of dollars each year. Because healthcare should be your choice, not a bureaucrat's decision. Whether you're already enrolled in a Medicare supplement plan or you're new to Medicare, call Chapter and make sure your choice is the right choice. It could be the last call you ever need to maximize your Medicare benefits. The service is free, so call today. Call 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hour now. This is DJV Health. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and questions for Dr. Ken. Let's start with a question about knee replacement surgery. I know there are a lot of people in my age group and younger who, for whatever the reason, had problems with their knees. And I think back to when I was younger and you were younger, Ken. Knee replacement surgery, you never heard anything about it. Now, it seems to be one of the most commonplace, you know, it used to be hip replacement, but now it's knee replacement. But I've not heard from one person who had it that was actually satisfied with it a year or two into the experience. So what info should you pass along to our listeners about knee replacement surgery?
They need to find a different surgeon than the ones that your friends are using. One of the amazing things that I've noticed is how I'm using my time these days. One of the things that cardiologists commonly do is they clear patients for surgery. Often when you have surgery, you have any history of heart disease, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist wants a cardiology clearance, making sure that you're at low risk or minimizing the risk for having your surgery, especially the anesthesia. And I, in the last year, have gotten a lot of clearance requests for these knee replacements in people over age 80. And this is becoming a very common thing. And the ones that I'm seeing are doing remarkably much better than they would have done 10, 20 years ago when the results like you're describing for the octogenarians were occurring. But now that, you know, they're getting back on the golf course and finishing 18 holes now and really, you know, turning into the $6 million man and woman.
Really? Okay. So, again, perhaps I'm speaking to the wrong people. All right. Let's stick with the older adults for a few minutes. You and I have talked about statins. You prescribed a mild statin for me. It has apparently another effect, and so people are wondering what else could they use. I remember we talked about this once before, but are statins good for anything else other than helping with cholesterol?
Well, the news this week in the medical journal Neurology is that older adults, you know, this is usually in medical research over 65, I'm sorry to say, older adults using statins actually have reduced risk of Parkinson's, Doug.
Really? So, wow, that's a... Parkinson's has become more and more of a problem, too, hasn't it?
That is correct. That is correct. And the thought in this, I thought you were going to ask me, like usual, why is that?
Well, I was about to ask you, frankly, why is that?
This is the one where we... This is the one where we actually have a good idea of the mechanism in the study. Doug is, I'm just making, kidding, Doug, because Doug loves the mechanism, and many of these studies don't tell you yet the mechanism and more research is needed. But in this one, the mechanism thought to be playing, or the big role is that the statins reduce the risk of atherosclerosis in the brain, and this decrease in atherosclerosis is what's providing better blood flow and decreasing the risk of Parkinson's.
Okay, so why wouldn't this apply? Here's the next question, thank you. Why wouldn't this apply to other brain problems like the aforementioned Alzheimer's, dementia? Why wouldn't the same thing be true of those problems? Because they're related, all three of these, right?
Well, the studies on statins and Alzheimer's is mixed, and it's one of those things that needs more work, and there are people who believe that the statins lower the risk of getting Alzheimer's because of the exact same mechanism decreasing the effects. And then there are some studies that show that there's a direct effect where statins might have in a small number of people some cognitive issues. And this is very hard to tease out because cognitive issues become more common as people get older, and the people who are taking statins tend to be older. So this is an area that's hard to untangle, and you need to figure it out on an individual basis. And I can't tell you anything clearer there other than that there was actually another study this week in the journal. The studies, what you're talking about, called Alzheimer's and dementia, that looked at blood sugar and cholesterol issues in people in their 30s. And when these were uncontrolled, the blood sugar and cholesterol in people in their age 30s, there was a much higher risk of getting Alzheimer's later in life. So the bottom line is, even in your 30s, you got to get the blood sugar and cholesterol under good control. If it means going on a statin or doing something, certainly first line is diet and exercise, but talking to your doctor, seeing what your targets should be for blood sugar and cholesterol and getting them down to targets, dramatically lowering the risk later in life of getting Alzheimer's.
Questions
out of the medical journal.
For Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen here at 53 past. Whoops. Let me do the tag again, Bob. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug here at 59.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.